Is it all messed up? Oh, man. Man. Looks bad. Oh, look. I got something. Humidity level? That better? That's much better. Hey, good morning. Hey, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and as your coach. And I forgot to wait the camera on my laptop because when I close the laptop, it gets all weird, foggy kind of thing. Anyway, good morning. It's about 10:05 on a Saturday. It's later than the 5 a.m. hour. My glasses are a mess. But wanted to do the show, put some content out there about being agile as a company and putting value for the customer. And I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. We also talk about business value, bringing product to the customer, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. Interacting with the customer is going to be a topic for today. And exercising, maybe. Not talking about exercise. This is not an exercise show. But we do it so that you can have fun at work, not work 50, 60, 80 hours a week, and get stuff done for the customer, right? And that's what we talk about on this show every day, and give different ideas, thought processes. And I need some feedback help from everybody out there in the world too. So this is our 505th episode of our show. And I wanted to talk about putting out a product that does not work, right? As well as it should, maybe, or is not doing things. So what am I going to talk about? I took my little watch and I put that in a little video. So on this little watch, I like it. However, what drives me nuts is the temperature gauge on there is stuck at 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's no way it's 23 degrees Fahrenheit outside. So I don't know why. I can't find on the site how to fix or integrate or take care of the temperature gauge. And getting feedback to the company that makes the product is pretty much hidden. I had to find it. I'm probably going to spend about an hour looking for the damn button to say, how do I fix the weather part of the app? Because there's nothing anywhere on the app, online, on the laptop, wherever, for fixing the weather button. So putting product out there that if you're going to put out there and you need to adjust anything and you don't put any way of adjusting anything, except for, you know, the old Microsoft solution when I used to fix computers was just swipe the drive and reinstall the entire system. Back then, it would take a couple hours to do that. But that was the solution, right? Nowadays, I think you get a thumb drive or you download something or whatever. But, you know, is that a good product for your customer where you tell them, well, yeah, it's probably wrong. So you're going to have to delete everything and start all over. I don't think that's the best answer for your customer. Though a lot of people in the tech world, it's like, yeah, but that's what you get. And I don't know how to do it. And my answer is restart or reboot or wipe it clean, get rid of all your data, start from scratch if you want to continue the user product. I don't think that's a good way of interacting with the customer. And I don't think the people who designed the product thought about the customer when they did that. And I dealt with that in the past too, because I had things where my developers would have a little button they would create to do something. And I'm going, why don't you share that button with the help desk folks so that when the person gets there, they can do it? Oh, maybe I should. And that's DevOps, by the way. Just letting you know what really is DevOps. DevOps is not how to freaking push code quicker into your computer program or your platform. That's not DevOps. DevOps was when the dev people work with the ops people to make everybody's life more enjoyable. But we forget that because we don't want to deal with the customer. God forbid you actually had to talk to a customer. However, what I want to say, your company is not agile if you don't have a mechanism from which to interface with the customer, period. Seriously. That's one of the big problems why everybody's software, they spend millions of dollars on stuff that never gets out the door. Because they have no idea what the customer's doing. So, you know, I always say provide an avenue for customer feedback. I will say, I'll give you an example of a company like Verizon, who I talked about a while ago, who updated their software product and took away the login button. Yeah, they did. They actually did. And I'm like banging on, like, dude, how the hell do you log in? I want to pay my bill for my cable, and I can't get into Verizon or my fiber, right? Fiber optics. I can't get in to pay it. They finally put the login button on the very front screen. Who in their right minds thinks the customer wants to go through three or four layers of digging to find the login button? Who graduated from that 1 hour at UX class to decide that that was the best way to design a website? I don't know, because they don't use their own damn software, which we talked about. Anybody who works for your company should be using your software. So when they do something, then they go, yeah, no, that's not going to help me any, right? Or, oh, that'll be great because I use the software, and have that capability would be awesome. That was the original idea behind these teams being their own, you know, manage their own board, managing their own content, manage their own PBIs, managing their own issues, whatever it was, because they were customers. Spotify, it's a music platform. They like music. The people who write the code, until they probably screwed that up, were the ones who used the code. They were the customers. So it makes sense to allow Spotify people to figure out what the next thing to do and create, because they were also users of the platform. So today, I just wanted to talk about that as an example of not being agile when you don't have input into the process or allow the customer feedback. I like YouTube because it has a little feedback button. So when I use it, I can snap it, I can comment. Whether or not they listen to the feedback that I give them when their stuff doesn't work, I don't know. I have no idea what goes on in the background. I think I should do one thing I'm going to do, because I might do something next week. We'll see how it goes, because I got time now, because I'm in between positions. Got a lot of resumes out there, and people are helping me out, which I appreciate. Everyone who has forwarded me stuff or connections says, hey, if you want me to talk to my, I'd like to have you, and it'd be great to work with you on stuff, and things like that. So I do appreciate that very much. But anyway, so I went on my rant about customer service. So I'm done with that. I am putting out a new series because I, you know, we talked about the Kanban thing and working out, and I got these things I got to do. One of the things was I'm going to work out. And lately I've been saying, you know, it's beautiful outside. I get up. Sometimes it'll be after the kids or whatever, but I try to do it like early in the morning. I think sunrise right now is like 7:20 a.m. So it has to be light out. Though we live in the city, it's light like all the time. Just take little 15-second videos in the morning, and I'm going to be posting them up as part of this channel and say good morning from 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Come the summertime, it'll probably be more in the 5 a.m. hour, because that'll be just right after sunrise. During the wintertime, it's like 7:20. So there's a like a 2 hour difference, actually 2.5 hour difference right now between when sun rises here in the East Coast and when it does during the summer. So anyway, we'll be putting that out there. Hope you like it. Please comment if you like it. Don't share. However you do, give me feedback. And it's Saturday. Hope you get to do some of the stuff that you need to be done, and stay safe out there. Happy scrumming. Enjoy life. Interface with a customer. I wish I'd do more of that. And don't put software out there that you can't access on your website to make changes or make feedback. And hopefully you don't put a little activity on there that just doesn't work. Take care. Happy scrumming. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.